It's good to be saved. It's good to know the Lord as our Savior and have peace with God and knowing that your sins are forgiven. Praise God for that. And it's good to be at church on a Wednesday night. And you all pray for me because I'm filling some pretty big shoes tonight. And I don't deserve to be up here. And I don't know of any pastor who claims to deserve to be where he's at tonight. In fact, none of us deserve to be where we are tonight. We all deserve hell. We deserve condemnation. But the Lord Jesus Christ saved us, and I'm glad for that. And he saved me on May 1st, 1994. Been saved ever since I was 16 years old. And again, that's a testament to God's grace and working in my life. There was nothing I did, and it wasn't growing up in a Christian home. It wasn't going to a good church, but it was accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior personally, for myself. Yeah. Not because someone else did it for me, but it's all because of Him. Yeah. And the same thing goes for meeting my wife. I give all the glory to God for that, and there's the Lord working through that, and we can see the Lord's hand working in our lives even as we go to Guyana. It really has been a blessing to go to the mission field. I think everybody should go at least once to see how it is over there, what it's like. And the Lord gave me a burden to go to the mission field. I've been over there for three times. First time I went for 4 weeks and got to know the people and the work over there. And then second time I got to fill in for the missionary while he came back. He hadn't been out of the country for over 9 years, hadn't visited his supporting churches, hadn't seen his newborn and grandchildren. So it was a blessing for him as well as for me. I got to be over there for 6 months and got to preach in two different churches. And I believe the Lord blessed. And it was good for me to see what a missionary does and also to see what the ministry was like. And I hear a lot of things, the ministry is so wonderful and it's so easy. But then you look on the flip side of that and there's some hard things about it too. But the blessings outweigh the negatives, and I'm thankful for that. And there are people just like you and me. They're sinners, and they need a Savior. They need Jesus Christ, and they've got feelings. They get discouraged. They get down and out, and try and encourage them to receive Jesus and to do something with their lives and maybe go out and preach or teach or do something. Hand out a gospel tract over there. Gospel tracts are received well over there. And I didn't see any torn up or thrown on the ground. They were received and they were read. And praise the Lord for that. And it was a blessing to have my new wife with me this last time. We didn't know how we were going to get to the mission field and to go on our survey trip, and the Lord blessed exceedingly with money that we needed to get over there. So we spent 2 weeks over there and helped in the VBS, and there were over 300 children in attendance. Out of those 300, 41 came to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. And that was a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And the Lord was good there. And we worked in conjunction with another missionary team. There's a couple guys came from Florida, and there's one lady that came from Ohio, and we just worked together to tell those people about Jesus. The Lord gave me opportunity to preach 38 times in 2 weeks, and so it was quite a big thing. And children loved it, and the children loved Shannon, and Shannon loved them, and she wants to go back just as much as I do. So you can't ask for much more than that. praise the Lord for a good God, good Savior, good wife, and a good church who supports us, and just continue to keep us in prayer, if you would. And I want to encourage you to take some of our prayer cards in the back and look at some of those pictures of it back there. And we want to thank Prayer Baptist Missions for taking us on, too. If you would like to turn in the Bible, I just have a simple truth here. Turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, if you would. And it won't take long. I just say what the Lord has given me, and then I'll be done. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to read just one verse here, and then go back and pick up the rest of the verses and just read through the rest of the chapter, and then comment along the way. And you pray that the Lord will bless your heart. If you came looking for a blessing, He will. He'll bless you and give you what you're looking for.
Amen.
Verse 5 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." Just want to speak just a few minutes about the subject. It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
It's all about Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for giving it to us. We pray that you would bless it tonight, bless the verses that will be given, Lord, and just pray that we would believe it and humble ourselves under it, submit ourselves to your will, and let someone's life in here be changed. If there's one that's not saved tonight, I pray that they would be saved tonight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. In verse 1 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not." Now, if anyone knew about mercy, it should have been the Apostle Paul. Take a look over at 1 Timothy chapter 1, if you would. 1 Timothy chapter 1. And Paul tells us about what he did before he got saved. Paul knew something about mercy. He knew what he was talking about. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, he says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer." He blasphemed the name of God. He blasphemed the name of Jesus. He cursed it. He was a persecutor. He persecuted the church of God. And it says he was injurious. That means he did hurt to them. He didn't care if they went to prison. He didn't care if some of them died. Why, he even watched as they stoned Stephen. And he held the coats for them. But if Paul could receive mercy, how much more could he show mercy to one such as I and to you as well? Says he obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. He obtained mercy. I thank God for God's mercy in my life.
Amen.
He didn't give me what I deserved, and I deserve to go to hell. No, I wasn't a good person. What one of us can claim to be? The Bible says we are all sinners. Not one of us has done good. But God showed mercy. And he didn't give us what we did deserve, and he gave us what we didn't deserve, and that's a home in heaven. That's a place right at the feet of Jesus. At the feet of Jesus. Boy, I didn't deserve that. I didn't deserve a new life. God changed my life completely. And while every one of our testimonies may be different, God changes lives. You trust Jesus Christ, he'll change your life completely. It's not a halfway job. He doesn't do it part way. He gives you the whole thing. He gives you the whole salvation. He gives you glorification. He gives you justification. He gives you adoption. Why, I heard a message just last night from Brother Eddie Davis about how we're birthed into God's family, and then he adopts us into God's into his family, and then we're married into God's family. That was a blessing to me. Says who was before I was a sinner, but now by the grace of God I'm a saved saint. I'm a saved child of God. That's great to me. That's good news for the lost person. That's what a missionary tries to do, tries to go out and tell those people how good God is and how he can save them from hell. And but my friend, it's not just for the foreign people, but it's for right here in this America too. We need Jesus just as much as those people do. Praise God, we obtained mercy. I obtained mercy. God gave us mercy. God gave Paul mercy. And then God put him into the ministry. He said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who hath enabled me. God enables him. God gave him the power to preach. And he counted Paul faithful. Look at this. Before Paul was faithful to persecute the church of God, and he thought that he was doing God service by persecuting the church. But then on the Damascus Road, he was struck down. And he was blinded. And he got saved, he got converted. And then after that, he was faithful to preach the gospel of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. He became the apostle to the Gentiles. God gave him a ministry. God enabled him, God counted him faithful, and God put him into the ministry. God gave us mercy. God has given us a ministry. What is that? This commission, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That's our ministry. You know what? You may not be a preacher. You may not be a teacher, but there's something you can do. There's something you can do. You can go hand someone a gospel tract. That's not that hard. God has given me a ministry. You know what my ministry is? My ministry is to go to Guyana, South America, and to preach to those people and to help them find the way to heaven. That way is through Jesus. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. You know what? So great and wonderful as it is to be in the ministry, sometimes you faint. Sometimes you get discouraged along the way. Maybe not as many people are getting saved as you would like to. And you start to get discouraged. You start to get down. But we need to be reminded we have this ministry. We have received mercy. Let's not faint. It's a sad testimony to the name of Jesus Christ when preachers and pastors and missionaries and evangelists fall out of the way. When they faint by the way, it's always a sad thing. It's a sad thing when they become dishonest in their dealings and in their preaching of the Bible. They become dishonest. They walk in craftiness and they handle the Word of God deceitfully. They try to change the Word of God, or they try to promote their religion, and it's not about promoting religion, and it's not the Word of God doesn't need to be changed. Hello. It needs to be believed.
Amen.
We need to believe the Bible.
Amen.
So let's not faint. Let's not become dishonest. Let's not walk in craftiness. Let's not handle the Word of God deceitfully. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the Word of God deceitfully, not wanting anything to do with such things, not giving in to it, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. The Bible says in verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Sad, sad comment. But God puts it in the Bible. Our gospel is hid. It's hid to them that are lost. Why? Verse 4, in whom the god of this world, who's that? That's Satan. He's blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You know what? We have a ministry. We have a ministry to hold forth the word of life. We have a ministry to bear the word unto the nations of the world. We have a ministry. We have a job to do, Christian. We have a job to do, believer. We need to tell people. This word is like a light. It's like a light. And you get this word, and it's a light that shines into the heart, and it dispels the darkness of sin. We need to get this word out there to the lost sinner so they can understand and believe and be saved. There's too many people out there in darkness. They're blinded by Satan. And when a Christian doesn't witness, when a Christian faints in the way in the ministry, the devil sits back and he laughs. Because that's just one more soul that he got away from the Lord. That's just one more soul that he's taking to hell with him. Have we been slack in our duty? Have we been slack in our job, in our ministry? I hope not. I hope that's not true. We need more Christian believers to carry the name of Jesus abroad. We come to the text verse, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. You know, if it's about self, then we probably would be dishonest. Many preachers have already tried to promote self. There was one over in Guyana a few years back. Jim Jones was his name. He promoted himself. He promoted himself above God. He told his people that they didn't need the Bible, that they needed him, and he threw the Bible And he threw the Bible down on the ground. And you know what's left over there? Nothing. I've seen where Jonestown is at. There's nothing there. Just a few rusted out pieces of junk. I say that's what happens to anyone who rejects God and rejects the Bible and rejects the way of salvation. That's what happens. Gotta find my place. Lost my place. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. It's not about us. It's about Him. It's about Jesus. Too many are preaching about themselves. Too many are promoting themselves. And we need to be proclaiming Jesus as the only way to heaven. Preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. I've heard some people in ministry talk about the work as their ministry. They say, look at my ministry. You know what? It's not their ministry. It's Jesus Christ's ministry. Amen. You may say, oh, but I've done so much work in this ministry. But it's not your ministry. You may have given out the tracts. You may have done the preaching. You may have done the teaching. But it's Jesus Christ that worketh in and through us. We can't do anything in and of ourselves. The Bible says in verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 7, it says, so then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Paul was telling the Corinthians this. Why? Because they were going after men. They were following men. They were following Paul. They were following Apollos. And Paul said, who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. He said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. That's all we can do. We can plant, we can water the word, but God gives the increase. It's He that does the work. Amen. I can't do anything. Oh, but Jesus Christ, He can do something. I am nothing without Jesus Christ. Jesus said, for without me, ye can do nothing. But I have a God who takes nothing and creates something out of nothing. And God has given us that ministry. The excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Look at these next verses. Notice these negative things. If it's about self, we would focus on these things. We are troubled on every side. We are perplexed, persecuted, cast down, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. And the apostles, they could have said, I have the right to be sad. I have the right to be moping. I have the right to be down and out. Look, it's what happened to me. If it was about them, then they had a right to be sad and they had a right to be cast down. But listen, if it's about Jesus, you're going to look at the positive things. If it's about Jesus, you're not going to look at the trouble. You're going to look at the blessings of God. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Look at this, verse 11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for our sake? No, for Jesus' sake. It's for His sake. It's for His sake we suffer these things. And it's for His sake that we go on living, that we go on preaching, that we go on doing what the Lord wants us to do, that we keep on serving Him. And don't give up. Don't faint. The Bible says in verse 16, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. In Isaiah chapter 40, and verse 29. I could quote to you verse 31, but the verses before I cannot quote. So we'll just turn there, for fear of messing up the Bible and making up my own version. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. We need power, we need strength, but that doesn't come from the inner self. That doesn't come from us, that comes from God. The people can go out to the spas, go out to the exercise places all they want to and exercise and build themselves up. But without God, they're puny. I'm sorry, I don't know if that's the correct word, but they're puny without God. Their excess muscle cannot help them one bit. They may be able to lift something, but it can't get them past the gates of heaven. And it certainly can't help us to witness. We need the power of God. We need the power of God in our lives. Oh, how I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit would fill me. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our ministry. We need God in our ministry. We need to beg God for power on our ministry. Amen. Even the youths shall faint and be weary. We see that happening today. The young men shall utterly fall. Yeah, what about that? Who's going to take up the ministry after the old preachers are gone? Who's going to be the ones to fill in the shoes? Too many are fainting. Too many are weary. Too many are falling by the way. Verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Look at this. Just one more thing and I'm done. Bible says in verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The Apostle Paul said it was light affliction they went through. What? Paul, you got stoned. You got beat. You got thrown into prison. That was light affliction? Look at every one of the apostles. Read their story in Fox's Book of Martyrs. You see, they laid down their life for the Lord Jesus Christ. They called it light affliction. Light. And we think we're persecuted when someone slams a door in our face. We think we're persecuted when someone says a word against us. If we were to compare ourselves against a man, we would look at Paul and the apostles and say, we haven't suffered anything yet. Now, the time may come, but it hasn't happened yet. Our light affliction, look at this. It's but for a moment. Doesn't last long. It doesn't last long. We have afflictions. We have trials that come our way. And in the ministry, it's not peaches and cream. You know, your pastor would be the first to tell you that. It's not easy, but the rewards are eternal. You're blessed far more than if you don't get into the ministry. And I have been blessed to be a part of it, even if just a small part. When it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, more than we can ever hope to accumulate here. You may be a minister of the gospel, you may do a great work for Jesus Christ, and you may have nothing to show for it. You may not have great riches, but if you've won souls to Christ, that's where your riches are going to be. Your treasure is going to be up in heaven. Amen. Pastor, your treasures are going to be up in heaven. Amen. The souls you've led to Christ. I want to encourage you, children. You need to give your lives to Christ. Surrender your lives to Christ. He can do something great with you. Remember, little is much when God is in it. You've heard the song. And little is much when it's placed in the Master's hands. Remember the boy's lunch placed in the hands of the Savior and how much it multiplied? Fed 5,000. Place your life in the hands of Christ. No telling what the Lord can do with you. And adults, fellow Christian believers, young, old, God can still do something with you. He may not have called you to preach. He may not have called you to a mission field, but you can witness to your neighbor. You can witness to your family member. You can tell someone about Jesus. Surely you can tell someone. It's not too hard. The Lord Jesus Christ isn't asking for much. He's just asking you to give your life for him. And that's the least we can do, seeing how he gave his life for us. Pastor.